Soy Daniel Monedero y te doy la bienvenida a Blues en las Ondas. Sheryl Crow abría el programa con un popular If It Makes You Happy. En cambio, este Lucille de B.B. King nos servirá para recomendar el Anuario de la Sociedad del Blues de Alicante, un documento donde recogen todo lo ocurrido el año pasado y donde rinden homenaje al rey del blues.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Sometime when I'm blue, seem like Lucille try to help me call my name. I used to sing spirituals and I thought that this was the thing that I wanted to do. But somehow or other, when I went in the army, I picked up on Lucille, started singing the blues. Now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, depend on Lucille. Sort of hard to talk to you myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then... You know, I doubt if you can feel it like I do. But when I think about the things that I've gone through, like, well, for instance, if I have a girlfriend and she misuses me, and I go home at night, maybe I'm lonely. Well, not maybe, I am lonely. I pick up Lucille, and it bring out those funny sounds that sound good to me, you know. Sometimes I get to a place where I can't even say nothing. Look out. Sometimes I think it's crime. If I could sing pop tunes like Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr., I don't think I still could do it. But Lucille don't want to play nothing but the blues. I think I'm pretty glad about that. Cause don't nobody sing to me like Lucille. Sing, Lucille.
put it like this. Take it easy, Lucille. I like the way Sammy sings, and I like the way Frank sings. But I can get a little Frank, Sammy, little Ray Charles. In fact, all the people with soul in this. A little Mahalia Jackson in there. A lot of you want to know why I call guitar Lucille. Lucille have practically saved my life 2 or 3 times. No kidding, really have. I remember once I was in an automobile accident, and when the car stopped turning over, it fell over on Lucille, and it held it up off of me, really, it held it up off of me. So that's one time it saved my life. The way I came by the name of Lucille, I was over in Twist, Arkansas. I know you've never heard of that one, have you? And one night, the guy started a ball over there, you know, started brawling, you know what I mean. And the guy that was mad with this old lady, when she fell over on this gas tank that was burning for heat, the gas ran all over the floor. And when the gas ran all over the floor, the building caught on fire and almost burned me up trying to save Lucille. I imagine you're still wondering why I call it Lucille. The lady that started that brawl that night was named Lucille. And that's been Lucille ever since to me. One more now, Lucille. Can I do one more? Look out, Lucille. I think I'll try one more.
the middle of the night. Light a cigarette. I get up in the middle of the night. Light me a cigarette. Still thinking about that one. But I ain't old. I look outside. It's a cool, rainy city night. Look outside. It's a cool, rainy city. And I look at the sky. I wish I could see the moonlight. Forever, and I don't know what I'll do. Can't stay awake forever, and I don't know what I'll do. I don't want to sleep, 'cause maybe I'll dream of you. Toss and turn in all the night long. Miss you, woman. gone too long. I don't want to sleep. No, I don't want to sleep. I don't want to sleep. Cause maybe I'll dream.
El virtuoso guitarrista de Brooklyn nos hacía soñar en Don't Wanna Sleep, mientras que Donald Harrison reinventará el jazz con su saxo en The Tropic of Cool aquí, en UPV Radio y bluesenlasondas.net.
Thank you.
was a Chinaman, you know. He heard about this rock and roll. He didn't know what it was all about. He had a vision, made him want to shout. It was Osaka Sue, yeah, Osaka Sue, the Chinaman. Osaka Sue went to a rock and roll dance. He knew that this was a dance chance. Shook his leg, walked right in. Osaka Sue was in a groove. Osaka Sue, yes, Osaka Sue, the Chinaman. Yeah, Osaka Sue began to turn all around. He did a spin, laid his hand towards the ground. Osaka Sue was in a groove. You should have seen Osaka Sue move. Now he learned his lesson and now he knew that he can do the dance they call the rock and roll.
Smith nos hizo saltar en ese Saki Su con influencias asiáticas. Y antes de que Kate Taylor nos lleve a los 70 con este salvaje Barefooting, recuerda que el miércoles 20 a las 11:55 tendremos Jan Black en el Black No Club de Valencia. El fin de semana empezará el sábado 13 a las 11:30 con Nasty Boogie en la sala Novelty de Mislata. Y para acabar, el domingo 24 a las 7:30, Sax and Roses llevarán el ritmo al Black No Club.
Thank you. Se queda entre sus tetas soñando con la reina que nunca pudo rescatar. En casa su señora prepara su sopita 20.000 años atrás.
Bluesera nos trajo el mejor blues desde Chile, no hay por qué. En cambio, este You Don't Love Me es de Willie Combs, que creó este estándar del blues que puedes disfrutar aquí, en Blues en las Ondas.
Don't love me, yes I Wait, wait, I put it, woman. What I got to show? Only time it gets hard for me, baby. We got a hard way to go. I'm throwing a boomerang. I'm gonna holler. Oh, but I hate them. Whoa, yeah, I'm gonna cut you loose. Talk, 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 pretty woman, you don't seem to understand why you stand here asking me why I'm a throwing up above my hand. Well, I'm throwing up over my hand, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna allow what's to you. Oh, but I hate them. Whoa, yeah, I'm gonna cut you loose.
Cassick nos lanzó un Cut You Loose lleno de delta, tal como Caldwell, Mississippi, Brazy, and You Scold Me and Drove Me From Your Door en archive.org.
You scold me, Fahrenheit, drive me all from your door. Drive me all from your door. Well, a good book say you got to read just what you sow. There were ice and snow now laying outside of your door. Now, laying outside of your door. Your good old man rode for you at times when he was not able to go. I can't sleep or dream now, can't stay woke or crying. Dreaming now, can't stay woke for crying. I was thinking about that little old brown old mine. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. But I won't be worried long. It takes a worried woman to sing a worried song. You got a bad hood for now, baby, that'll be alright. Now, baby, that'll be all right. your dog at night. I'm so glad when my buddy didn't go. I'd be so glad when my buddy didn't go. Lord, my buddy got something now. Lord, I'd like to own.
Now when your woman start acting funny and begin to run it round, you'd better get you somebody, cause she's fixing to put you down. Better let her go, man, just as quick as you can. Because that little hoodoo girl, she's gone to hoodoo the hoodoo man. You know my woman got me on the one now, something I can't understand, how I can look at her running out with some other man. After all, I did all in this world I can. But this little hoodoo girl, she done hoodoo the hoodoo man. Well, blow your harmonica, son. Yeah, she got me hoodoo. She take all my money and spend it all over town. And when I want to love a man, she can't be found. I walk and cry, drying tears away with my hand. Because that little hoodoo girl, people, she done hoodoo the hoodoo man.
Y antes de despedir este Blues en las Ondas, me gustaría recordar a un gran bluesman. Y es que Lightnin' Slim nació el 13 de marzo de 1913 en St. Louis, Missouri. Con 13 años se traslada a Baton Rouge, Louisiana, donde su hermano le enseña a tocar la guitarra y actúa en el circuito local. Por eso en el 54 graba para Feature Records, aunque los siguientes 12 años los hace de la mano de Excello Records. Durante este tiempo colabora con artistas como Slim Harpo y Lazy Lester. Sin embargo, tras un tiempo se desplaza a Michigan trabajando en una fundición. Pero en el 70 Fred Rave le redescubre, por lo que Lightnin' Slim vuelve a tocar y a grabar para Excello Records. De hecho, su primera gira empieza en el University of Chicago Folk Festival junto a Lazy Lester. Además, durante los 70 también toca por el Reino Unido y en el Montreux Jazz Festival de Suiza. En el 73 vuelve al Reino Unido como parte de los American Blues Legends. Y aunque el 27 de julio de 1974 Lightnin' Slim muere en Detroit, Michigan, lo cierto es que sus discos póstumos superan la docena y que ha influenciado a otros músicos como Captain Beefheart.